This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our sun. There's all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. It's me, Uncle Charlie. And of course, I've not come your way alone. I've brought with me all the kids you've come to enjoy hearing. Let's see. On today's program, we'll hear from the Cheerful Cousins, of course, the Duetters, Pam and Dan, Scotty, Jonathan, Sherilyn. Dawn will sing our Go Along with the Story song, and then our story is called Her Own Way. Have you ever met someone who just had to have their own way? Are you like that sometimes? Then stick around for story time. Well, let's get started, okay? The cousins start out by telling us they've got joy.
I've got joy down in my heart.
It's a rather new chorus, at least to me. Sing it one more time, cousins.
I've got joy down in my heart.
Not only do the cousins have joy, they have peace as well.
I have a peace in my heart that the world never gave me, and a peace that cannot take away.
I know that every week we have many, many little ones who listen. I mean, those of you who are 2, 3, 4 years of age. Many of you are beginning to learn to count. Well, here's 5-year-old Scotty who's going to help you with your numbers. Listen.
1, 2, 3, Jesus loves me. 1, 2, Jesus loves you. 2, 3, 4, he loves you more. Again, 1, 2, 3, Jesus loves me, 1, 2,
Hi, Sherilyn. How are you today?
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hey, you know what? You look like you have a jogging outfit on, but what do you call that outfit?
A bumblebee outfit.
Bumblebee? Why do you call it a bumblebee outfit?
Because it's bright yellow.
Yes, and that brightness goes right along with your bright smile. But now, you've had something happen to you since you were here last. What did you have?
A birthday.
A birthday. Now, wait a minute. You were four. How old does that make you then?
Five.
I can't say four-year-old Sherilyn anymore. Well, I'm sad about that because every day our kids get a little bit older. But we'd better get on to your song. Hey, boys and girls, how many of you listening go to church? Let me see your hands. Well, now, did you know the church is not the building you meet in? Sherilyn is going to tell us just what, or I should say, who the church is. Listen to these good words.
I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is a people. And when the people gather, they're singing and it's praying. They're laughing and it's crying. Sometimes all of it's saying, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we're the church together. We're many kinds of people with many kinds of faces, all colors and all ages, too, from all times and places. I count if I am 90 or 9 or just a baby. There's one thing I am sure about, and I don't mean maybe. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world.
Thanks, Sherilyn, for that good song about the church. And it's good to know that the church is not a building. It's made up of boys and girls and men and women who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. At the same time, it is important for those of us who know Christ as Savior to become a part of a regular Bible-believing church. You see, this radio program, and no Christian radio program for that matter, can do for you what your local church can do. Hey, before we go on with our music and then on to our good story, let me remind you that if you're not using Keys for Kids, you are missing out on a great daily devotional for kids. And incidentally, we're sending thousands upon thousands of them to churches who order quantities. Information about that is printed right inside our Keys for Kids books. We will also be happy to put you and your family on our mailing list to get a copy every other month as it is published. There's a scripture to read, a good story that helps you understand what the scripture's all about, a memory verse, a how about you section where we ask you to think about what you've read and apply it to your own life, and then a key thought to sum up the day's devotional. And it's yours free of charge. Oh, we do so much appreciate those who help us with the printing and mailing costs, but it is not necessary. Listen to what some others are saying about Keys for Kids. My name is Rebecca. I really like your Keys for Kids books. They inspire me to do the right thing and make the right choices. I like the games in the back, too. Thanks for writing Keys for Kids. Keep on writing them and keep on touching someone's heart. And here's one from a mom. Our family has used Keys for Kids during our family devotions for at least 6 years. Thank you for helping us maintain consistent, age-appropriate devotions for our children. To get your first copy of Keys for Kids to see if it's something you'd like to get as a family or in quantities for your church, here's where to write. CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Ask for Keys for Kids. Oh, you can also email us if you'd like, and here's that email address. Keys for Kids, all one word, at cbhministries, also all one word, .org. Keys for Kids at cbhministries.org. And when you write, if you have a prayer request you'd like to share or a problem with which you'd like help, be sure to share that. We're here to help you all we can. Well, let's get back to our music makers as we hear from Pam and Dan, our delightful duetters. I told you that our story is called Her Own Way. Well, instead of wanting our own way, we ought to be helpful to others. And that's what Pam and Dan's song is all about. Cups of Cold Water. Listen.
Cups of cold water, given in Jesus' name. Cups of cold water are never given in vain. Someday in heaven, when we meet the Lord, each deed of kindness will bring a rich reward. Helping the widows and orphans in their need, healing the sick ones and binding hearts that bleed, feeding the hungry, concerns the Lord above. By this we serve Him and demonstrate His love. Cups of cold water, given in Jesus' name. Cups of cold water are never given in vain. Someday in heaven, when we meet the Lord, each deed of kindness will bring a rich reward.
Well, thank you, Pam and Dan, for that good reminder that what we do ought to be done not just for ourselves, but for others. And with the words of that good song in mind, let's take time right now to bow our heads and let's pray for one another, okay?
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Lord Jesus, we admit that so many times we are selfish. We think much more about our own needs and our own problems than we do about the needs of others. But help us to realize that when we do something for someone else, it's just as if we were doing it for you. And Lord, I pray just now for those all around the world who have some special needs. We think of the letters that have come this week here at Children's Bible Hour from boys and girls with some real problems and difficulties. And I would pray for them just now that you would be with them and bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Now, just before the story, let's take time for two things to go along with it. It's true, kids often want their own way, but you know something? So do adults. Growing up as a kid in today's world is hard. There's no doubt about it. And that's what Jonathan's song is sort of all about. It's called A Song for Kids. First, he has some good verses.
2 Timothy 3:14 and 15. 1 Timothy 4:12. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Being a kid's a rough, rough thing. If you don't have friends with which to sing, Jesus can give a joyful song, the kind that goes a whole day long. The Bible says that God gives joy to every girl and every boy. Puts his trust in the precious Son, God's holy Lamb, yes, He's the one.
God control our ways. The things we do will bring Him praise. The Bible says that God gives joy to every girl and every boy. Puts his trust in the precious Son, God's holy Lamb, yes, He's the one. Umpteen things a kid should be, but only one can make him free. Just being alive in Christ the Son, the kind of life that's just begun. The Bible says that God gives joy to every girl and every boy who puts his trust in the precious Son, God's holy Lamb, yes, He's the one.
And now Dawn says that instead of wanting her own way, she wants the Lord to have His way in her life. This ought to be the prayer of every one of us.
Have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in Thy presence, humbly I bow.
Today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Bernard Palmer, is entitled Her Own Way. Do you know people who always want their own way? Well, Brenda Collins was like that. She was a tall, slender 14-year-old girl with flashing black eyes and thin lips that pouted more than they smiled. Larry, her 12-year-old brother, was just the opposite. He was short, stubby, and always smiling. As we look in on them today, they're standing beside the corral gate on their father's Wyoming ranch. Brenda has a lariat and a bridle in her hands.
Come on, Larry. Be a good sport. Help me saddle Flame.
Did Dad say you could ride him?
I can ride any horse on the ranch.
Not Flame. Dad said you aren't even supposed to try and saddle him.
But Dad won't need to know anything about it. I'm just going to ride him a little while.
He's too dangerous. He almost threw Tex the other day.
I've ridden a lot of horses worse than Flame. I'm not afraid of him.
Well, wait until Mom and Dad get back, and then get Dad to help saddle him.
If you won't help me, I'll saddle him myself.
That I'd have to see.
Come on, Larry. Be a sport. I just want to see if I can ride him. And I'll stay in the corral. I'll do something for you sometime if you help me get the saddle on.
Not me. Besides, I've got to get my chores done. Dad and Mom will be home from town in a little while, and I've got to have my work done before they get here.
All right for you. Just wait until you want me to do something for you sometime.
Well, kids, how'd everything go while we were in town?
Swell, Dad.
Got the chores all done?
I think so. I've got to go and put the lawnmower in the garage.
I don't believe the flower garden's been weeded. That was supposed to have been done this morning before it got too hot. And that's your job, Brenda.
I forgot all about it.
Brenda, Mother reminded you about it just before we left for town.
Well, I still forgot.
You mean you had something else you wanted to do. Isn't that it, Brenda?
I guess so. But that's such a dirty job. And Larry was weeding the vegetable garden. And he had the best hoe.
I've noticed that you often insist on doing things your own way, Brenda, and then blame someone else when it gets you into trouble. Today, for example, you had something else you wanted to do, so you let your work go. Now you're trying to blame Larry for your failure.
Sorry, Dad.
Hey, Dad! Mother said for you and Brenda to come to supper.
Okay, son, we'll be right there. You think about what I've told you, Brenda. Wanting your own way can lead to serious trouble. You need to learn to put others before yourself, and especially to give the Lord first place in your life.
Hey, Larry, you didn't tell Dad I was going to ride Flame, did you?
Nope.
Well, don't you dare. The next time they leave, I'm going to ride that horse, and I don't want you spoiling it.
Just how do you think you're going to get Flame saddled?
You wait and see.
In spite of what Brenda's father had said to her about wanting to have her own way, she was still determined to ride Flame. About a week later, her parents were both gone from the ranch again, and she decided to try to ride the big stallion.
Hurry up and get these dishes wiped, Larry, if you want to see me ride Flame.
You're not going to ride that horse.
You wait and see.
You've got to get him saddled and bridled first.
I took care of that already. I got the new cowboy to get Flame into the barn and saddle him for me. I knew I couldn't get you to help.
Don't do it, Brenda. You know Dad doesn't want you to ride Flame.
He'll never find out about it if you don't tell him.
Don't try riding, Brenda. He might hurt you.
Whoa, boy, easy there. Whoa, Wilshire. Flame, easy there, easy. That's it. Come out here and behave yourself.
Don't try it, Brenda. He's awfully mean to ride.
Get out of the way.
Don't do it, Brenda.
Here I go.
Whoa, boy. Hang on, Brenda, hang on.
Oh, Larry, grab him. I'm gonna fall. Larry.
Flame, easy, fella. Flame.
Larry dashed in close to the big horse and made a desperate grab for the bridle. Flame jerked away. Brenda screamed again. Larry saw those slashing hoofs poised above him. He saw the wild fury in the stallion's eyes and scrambled to get out of the way, but it was too late. Flame caught him in the shoulder with a hoof and sent him sprawling to the ground. Brenda slipped unhurt to the grass as she lost her hold on the saddle horn, and the riderless stallion bolted at top speed down the lane, crashing into the barbed wire fence across the road.
Larry, are you all right? Larry, speak to me. Larry! Larry, speak to me. Oh, what did I do to you? What did I do? Tex! Tex! Come quickly! Help me!
What happened? Where am I?
You've been unconscious. Tex and I carried you in here. Are you sure you feel all right?
My shoulder's awfully sore. But I think I'm all right. Boy, old Flame was wild. I was never so scared in my life.
You'd better lie down. Tex called the doctor.
What happened to Flame?
Oh, Larry, he ran into a barbed wire fence and got cut up awfully bad. Tex called the vet, too. The horse is lying out there now. He's cut so bad, he can't even get up.
Oh, no.
And it's all my fault. I knew Dad didn't want me to ride him, but I had to try anyway. Now you and Flame are both hurt because of what I did. Oh, what will Dad say when he gets home? And that's what happened, Dad. I'm terribly sorry.
Well, it is too bad that it happened, Brenda. We can be thankful that Larry has only broken his shoulder. He could have been killed.
And it was all my fault. It happened just because I had to go and do something you told me not to do.
Well, it's like I said, honey. Sin causes trouble and heartache for everyone.
I don't want to do the things I shouldn't do, but I do them anyway. What's wrong with me, Daddy?
Brenda, there isn't anything wrong that the Lord can't cure. As a Christian, it's important that you yield your will to God's will. Now, that's something you have to do every single day.
Well, how do I start?
You know, for one thing, God tells us how He wants us to live in His Word, the Bible. It's so helpful to have a time each day when you read God's Word and talk to Him. When you find yourself wanting your own way, immediately ask for His help to overcome that selfishness.
I'm tired of having my own way. Things are going to be different. I'm going to ask God to help me, starting today.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him?
The girl in the story. Are you stubborn? Do you have to have your own way? Sometimes God lets us have our own way and then we're sorry because we have to live with what happens. Remember the children of Israel? Instead of wanting God as their king and leader, they wanted to have a human king so they could be like all the nations around them. And God let them have their way. They were so sorry, for many of the kings did not lead them closer to God, but farther and farther away from God. And what a great song that was to end the program. Let God have His way with you. He knows what is best because He made you. Hey, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, if you're not using Keys for Kids, you ought to be. And all you need to do to get started is ask for Keys for Kids and write to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Keys for Kids, that's what you ask for, and you can send that request to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Help with printing and postage appreciated, but not necessary. You can also email your request to keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids@cbhministries.org. Goodbye now. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening.